Following some devotees' request, I'll do a little reading today. This is from the second canto, fourth chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. And these are really beautiful verses spoken by, sung by Shukadeva Goswami. And they're in response to King Parikshit's desire to know about Krishna's creative energy. So Shukadeva Goswami, before responding to him, he offers prayers to the Lord, really beautiful prayers. Shri Sukha Vacha Nama Parasmai Purushasya Vuyase Sadhu Bhavastana Rino Dalilaya Grihita Shaktri Titayaya Dehinam Antar Bhavaya Nupakalpsha Vartmane. Shukadeva Goswami said, "Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who, for the creation of the material world, accepts the three modes of nature. He is the complete whole residing within the body of everyone, and his ways are inconceivable. Vyo namasad virjin chidisatam asambhavaya kila sattvamurtaye pungsa punapara mahamsa ashrame vyavastatitanam manumgriyad dashushe. I again offer my respectful obeisance unto the form of complete existence and transcendence, who is the liberator of the pious devotees from all distresses and the destroyer of the further advances in atheistic temperament of the non-devoted demons. For the transcendentalists who are situated in the topmost spiritual perfection, he grants their specific destinations. Namo namaste Vrishabhaya Sattvatam Bidura Kastaya Muhuku Yoginam Nirastasam Yati Saina Radhasa Swadhamani Brahmani Ramshate Namaha. Let me offer my respectful obeisance unto He who is the associate of the members of the Jadu dynasty and who is always a problem for the non-devotees. He is the supreme enjoyer of both the material and spiritual worlds, yet He enjoys His own abode in the spiritual sky. There is no equal to him, because his transcendental opulence is immeasurable. Yad kirtanam yad smaranam yad ikshitam yad vandanam yad shravanam yad arhanam lokasya sadyo vidhunoti kalmasham tasmai subhadra shravashe namo namaha. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the all auspicious Lord Sri Krishna, about whom glorification, remembrances, audience, prayers, hearing, and worship can at once cleanse the effects of all sins of the performer. Vichakshana yacharano pashadanat sangam vidosyo bhayaton taratmana vindantihi brahma gatim gatakkamas tasmai subhadra shavashi namo namaha. Let me offer my respectful obeisances again and again unto the all auspicious Lord Sri Krishna. The highly intellectual, simply by surrendering at his lotus feet, are relieved of all attachments to present and future existences, and without difficulty progress towards spiritual existence. Tapasvino dana parayashashvino manasvino mantra vidasumangala kshemanna vindanti vinayadarpanam tasmai subhadra shravashe namo namaha. Let me offer my respectful obeisance unto the all auspicious Lord Sri Krishna again and again, because the great learned sages, the great performers of charity, the great workers of distinction, the great philosophers and mystics, the great chanters of the Vedic hymns, and the great followers of Vedic principles cannot achieve any fruitful result without dedication of such great qualities to the service of the Lord. Kirata hunandra pulinda pulkisha abira shumba yavanakashadaya yenircha papa yara pashrayashaya shudantitasmai prabhavishnave namaha. Kirata huna andra purindra pulkisha abira shumba javana, members of the caste races, and even others addicted to sinful acts can be purified by taking shelter of the devotees of the Lord due to His being the supreme power. I beg to offer my respectful obeisances unto Him. Saesha atma atmavatam adishvaras trayi mayo dharmamya yastapomaya gatavyalika rajashankaradivir vitarkalingo bhagavan prasidatam. He is the Supersoul and the Supreme Lord of all self-realized souls. He is the personification of the Vedas, religious scriptures, and austerities. He is worshipped by Lord Brahma and Shiva and all those who are transcendental to all pretensions. Being so revered with awe and veneration, may that Supreme Absolute be pleased with me. Shriyapatir, Yagapatir, Pajapatir, Diyapatir, Lokapatir, Dharapatir, Patir Gatish Chandra Vrishni Sattvatam, Prasidatam Me Bhagavan Satampati. May Lord Shri Krishna, who is the worshipable Lord of all the devotees, the protector and glory of the kings like Andaka and Vrishni of the Yadu dynasty, the husband of all goddesses of fortune, the director of all sacrifices, and therefore the leader of all living entities, the controller of all intelligence, the proprietor of all planets, spiritual and material, and the supreme nation on the earth, the supreme all in all, be merciful upon me. Yadangravi dhyana samadhi dautaya dhyanupasyanti hitatvamatmana vadanti chaitat kavayo yataruchaṁ sāme mukundo bhagavan prasidatam. It is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who gives liberation by thinking of his lotus feet at every second, following in the footsteps of authorities. The devotee in trance can see the absolute truth. The learned mental speculators, however, think of him according to their whims. May the Lord be pleased with me. Prachodita jena purasarasvati vitanvatasyasya satim smitim ridi svalakshana pradurba abut kilasyata samirishinam rishabha prasidatam. May the Lord, who in the beginning of the creation amplified the potent knowledge of Brahma from within his heart and inspired him with full knowledge of creation and his own self, and who appeared to be generated from the mouth of Brahma, be pleased with me. Bhutar mahadvirya imapurop vidur nirmaya seti yadamushupurusha bhunkte gunan sodasa sodashatmaka solankrishta bhagavan vachamshami. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who enlivens the materially created bodies of the elements by laying down within the universe, and who in his Purusha incarnation causes living beings to be subjected to the 16 divisions of material modes, which are his generator, be pleased to decorate my statements. Namastasmai Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vedase Papur Jnanam Mayam Somya Yanmukam Buruhashvam. I offer my respectful obeisance unto Srila Vyasadeva, the incarnation of Vasudeva, who compiled the Vedic scriptures. The pure devotees drink up the nectarian transcendental knowledge dropping from the lotus-like mouth of the Lord. And then Shukadeva Goswami begins by citing how Brahma was questioned by Narada about the same subject matter of creation, and how he can reply to him in the next chapter, which is entitled The Cause of All Causes. Hare Krishna.